Now, the other thing you'll notice about the top 10 there is, of course, they're all, apart from New Zealand, Western European nations, they're also all rich. This depressed me, because one of the things that I did not want to discover with this index is that it's purely the province of rich countries to help poor countries. This is not what it's all about. And indeed, if you look further down the list, I don't have the slide here, you will see something that made me very happy indeed, that Kenya is in the top 30. And that demonstrates one very, very important thing. This is not about money. This is about attitude. This is about culture. This is about a government and a people that care about the rest of the world and have the imagination and the courage to think outwards instead of only thinking selfishly. I'm going to whip through the other slides just so you can see some of the lower-lying countries. There's Germany at 13th. The US comes 21st. Mexico comes 66th. And then we have some of the big developing countries like Russia at 95th, China at 107th. Countries like China and Russia and India, which is down in the same sort of part of the index, well, in some ways it's not surprising. They've spent a great deal of time over the last decades building their own economy, building their own society and their own polity. But it is to be hoped that the second phase of their growth will be somewhat more outward-looking than the first phase has been so far. And then you can break down each country in terms of the actual data sets that build into it. I'll allow you to do that. From midnight tonight, it's going to be on goodcountry.org, and you can look at the country, you can look right down to the level of the individual data sets.